Hello.
What is going on?
We are back for another episode. What is this, episode four?
Four? I don't know.
Four.
I think so.
Holy hell, man.
Cat. Into a toy cat.
Oh,
I'm bilingual.
Her
I don't know if you knew that, but
you
today is actually a bilingual show. It's going to be entirely in French.
You're not far off, though, Stephanie, because we do have two French singers.
Oh, what a good segue that was.
That was an amazing segue. I'm very proud of you.
Wow, I am so good.
Welcome back, everyone. This is our show From Venus. I'm Rosalie.
I am Stephanie.
And we're very happy to be back. We have a very good list of artists today. We're going to be starting off today with Feist. You know Feist, right, Steph?
I know Feist.
Feist. Everyone knows Feist. Did you know she was Canadian?
I did.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I actually had no idea. She, Leslie Feist, was born in Nova Scotia, another phenomenal Canadian goddess. Her parents divorced when she was a baby, and her mother moved to Calgary. At the age of 15, her career took a sharp turn when she joined a Calgary-based punk band called Placebo. Did you know that?
Placebo. Were they, Were they a psychology-based pop band?
Punk?
Punk band?
I don't know.
Did they sing about the placebo effect? Just take my paper I wrote on that lecture and turn it into a song?
I think that's exactly what they did.
Awesome.
Probably.
I would honestly get so on board with that.
They won a battle of the bands, and that got them a gig at a rock festival opening for the Ramones. She was 15 at the time.
Can you imagine?
Opening for the Ramones at 15?
Also, hi, we're 20 and we're doing this, but it's fine.
That's disgusting.
I'm having a good time.
I don't want to think about that.
But, I mean, it's her voice. You know her voice, so it's...
Wait,
it's...
Stephanie, did you not open for the Ramones at 15? Because I did. Did you not? That's kind of
weird. I was opening for the Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay. You know what? Yeah, that's like such a like classic thing for anyone to do, right?
No,
that's
not we all open for somebody.
Feist, however, was an unexperienced vocalist at the time, and she had some trouble keeping up with the band's powerful sound. As you can probably hear from her songs, she has a more softer voice rather than something that would belong in a punk band, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't take her for a punk artist.
No.
Because doesn't she have that song that's like... One, two.
Yeah.
That's and it's episode four, and she counts to four.
Oh, damn it. We should have put that
one
on here. We didn't. We messed up. You know what? Never mind. Come back next week, guys.
Bye.
But yeah, she actually ended up getting some damage to her vocal cords after that. She then moved to Toronto, where a doctor advised her not to sing for 6 months, and she took this time to teach herself guitar and bass. She toured with Broken Social Scene and
band.
Right? We keep coming back. Who did we talk about last week? That was in BSS. Another Canadian. Hold on. We definitely wrote this down somewhere.
We absolutely did.
Who was it? No. Was it? No.
No.
Metric. It was Metric.
Was it?
It was Emily
Haynes. Oh, it was Metric.
It was Emily Haynes. It's all coming back to Broken Social Scene. I don't know why. I guess we have to play them next, yeah?
I mean.
Can we?
We'll just do an episode about men, I guess.
I don't know about that.
No.
Probably not. But yeah, she then moved to Paris, France to work on her second solo effort, Let It Die, which features Mushaboom, and that became her first huge hit single. You know that song, right?
What?
Mushaboom?
No. Is that English?
You definitely know what it is.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to sing it for you on air?
Okay.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it.
This
is not my debut. Everyone,
calm
down.
Are we at Chainsaw Karaoke? Am I right?
Oh, my God. So, excuse me. We are going to start off with I Feel It All by Feist. Here it is. Episode 4 of From Venus. Here we go.
And we're back.
So, technical difficulties. This is a little bit embarrassing.
We have to...
restart Spotify here.
We have to, give it a reboot.
Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, Rosalie, have you tried turning it on and back on? Off and back on.
Oh my God, thank you, tech support.
You are
Stephanie.
Welcome.
Oh my gosh, it's not even opening now.
No, we have to restart the computer, I think. Oh,
hold on.
I do love technology.
Oh my God, technology is actually the worst. Okay, we're going to try one more time.
Okay,
let's see if this works. We'll tell some stand-up.
Okay, one more time. Let's see if this works.
Let's try this again.
All right, so we're going to give the computer a little restart.
We do have
here.
To restart the computer here. Oh God.
But, why don't I tell you about my day?
You know what? That's a good start.
All right. So I woke up. I went downstairs. No, before I went downstairs.
7 a.m.
Bought vampire
ticket. Up in the morning.
No. Oh, Rebecca Papa, let's get her on here.
Oh, we actually, both of us, we got some Vampire Weekend tickets
today. Some
Vampire
Weeks tickets. Did that?
Vampire Weeks. Dude, they haven't, when did Modern Vampires of the City come out?
I don't know.
I want to say 2013 or 2015. Like a long time. They haven't toured forever. So I'm really happy to have gotten tickets to that. It's pretty exciting.
It's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So yeah, got those, went downstairs, made some avocado toast.
2013 came out. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
You are. I had a very productive morning, and you're not letting me talk
about it. Okay, go ahead, Stephanie.
Made some avocado toast.
Mm-hmm.
Gave my dog a belly rub for about half an hour.
Which dog?
Benny.
She has two dogs, ladies and gentlemen.
I do.
Let that be known.
Don't dox me. Or don't dog me.
Do not. I hate that.
Wow.
That was terrible.
Man, I'm an icon.
No.
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're still waiting for the computer to turn on.
The computer's restarting, but I think everyone is probably having a good time hearing about my day.
Okay.
Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that Windows startup?
We are trying this again. Hopefully this works. Do you want me to log off and on?
No, it should work. The computer, so it should work.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen,
we're going to start. That's not the correct spot.
Hold on, there we are. Okay, we're going to try this again. This is Feel It All by Feist.
That was I Feel It All by Feist.
Feist.
I guess you could say she's a feisty woman.
Feisty lady. I would say so. Well, yeah, that was a good start to the show.
I would agree.
A light, beautiful start. Next up, we have something a little bit heavier, but phenomenal. We have Peace of My Heart by Big Brother and the Holding Company, which features Janis Joplin. So they are one of the biggest bands in San Francisco in the rock scene in the mid to late 60s. This band is most known for introducing Janis to the world. Thank God they did. However, the band existed before she joined, as well as moving forward when she went solo. You like Janis, right?
Of course.
How can you not?
How can you not?
How can you not? Peace of My Heart was their first major single off their album Cheap Thrills, which went to number one on the album charts.
There are so many bands and albums named Cheap Thrills. I can't name one.
Sia has one.
Sia does. I can't name one. But I know there's a lot.
That's, you know what, though? Yeah.
I mean.
They pioneered.
Okay.
This was 60s right here.
There's a, I don't know when they started. Never mind.
Who?
No, I was going to say there's a band called Cheap Trick, but.
Oh, yeah. That's 80s, is it not?
I don't know.
Cheap Trick is a man, is it not?
It is.
Okay, we can't play them here. Sorry, not allowed.
No boys allowed.
No boys allowed.
Just kidding. Please listen to our show.
So, yeah, Janis Joplin left the group only a few months after the first album came out. And Joplin honestly did so much to redefine the role of women in rock. And with her, you know, sexually assertive and electric stage presence. Have you ever seen a video of her performing live?
No.
She's insane.
That's a powerful phrase. Sexually assertive.
She was.
That's very powerful.
She was very, what's the best word? She enjoyed the raunch of, like, being on stage.
Fantastic.
She was very, very, like, sexually liberating on stage.
I love that. And then you have people this happened recently with like Little Mix. I remember Pierce Morgan made a comment that they're like exploiting their sexuality.
And it's like
to like get
thank you. Are we not allowed to?
Like if they want to, okay.
For sure.
And everyone was like, oh, canceled.
Just that's like so stupid.
No, but like, yeah.
No.
We don't stand Pierce Morgan.
For sure. But yeah, you have like artists like Joni Mitchell who are gonna have to play on this show as well. She was more of a calm woman, right? She would have her guitar on stage, sing soft melodies, you know, sweet nothings into everybody's ears. But yeah. Janis was, like, insane.
Yeah.
She just went off.
Mm-hmm.
She went off, sis.
Are we just going to see how much internet lingo we can
we
fit
have
into
to.
Our
We're
show.
Millennials.
Hey, go off, sis.
Go off, sis.
Spill that tea, sis. Okay, I'm so sorry.
She was born in Texas, and she had been singing blues and folk music since her teen years. She was one of the many artists that played at Woodstock in 1969. And in my opinion, she's one of the biggest female voices in music history. And honestly, I don't think anybody even came close to doing what she did. She will always be one of those one in a million unique female voices, and she's going to be remembered as a true talent forever. She, unfortunately, is also part of the 27 Club. She overdosed on heroin in a Hollywood hotel in October of 1970. And she actually passed away before her final album, Pearl, was released. And that was in 1971. The song Me and Bobby McGee became a number one single for the year.
Good one.
After she passed.
Great one, though.
After she passed. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson had that as well, yeah? He had an entire album that came out.
So many visual and music artists, that happens to them. They get so much more famous after they die.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, it's because people...
don't know a good thing when it's there.
Yeah, and then after they want to be a part of, like, the praise, so they're like, yeah, great, even though I never listened to them before. But, like, which is fine.
So, like, you know, they're chasing the clout?
Yeah, but, like, at the same time, it's, like, the more people appreciate them, the better.
No, for sure, exactly. And she definitely deserved all the praise.
Absolutely.
And appreciation. This song is... I actually am floored. It's not the first time I listened to it. Obviously, I've listened to it multiple times, but it's so, like, powerful and intense that it just floors me every single time.
It is so good.
Her voice is just... it's so recognizable. It's like Amy Winehouse, mm-hmm. right? Or Stevie Nicks or Alanis. Like, you hear them and you're like, you know exactly who it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing.
Okay.
Shall we play it?
We shall.
Let's do it, all right? This is Peace of My Heart, Big Brother and the Holding Company featuring Janis Joplin.
That is so gorgeous.
That is everything. That's so good.
Evan would make fun of me for saying this because I say this about a lot of songs.
Makes you want to fight?
Makes me want to fight. But, like,
that's your brand.
In a lovable way.
That's your brand, is lovingly
just
fighting.
I want to aggressively hug everyone I know.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Like, you do just
that?
Swaying.
Why didn't you do that with me while we were off air? You're so fake. Fake. Fake.
Okay. Canceled. I'm canceled.
I guess you're canceled, Stephanie.
Wow. More internet lingo.
Oh, God. We need to stop. We need to speak more professionally.
Hey, teens.
Disgusting.
Hey, teens. We're relatable.
You know that one Steve, I think it's Steve Buscemi picture?
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah.
You said Steve Buscemi.
Sorry, I really don't know how to say his last
name.
The one that's like, hey, kids.
Yeah.
With the skateboard. That's how I feel right now.
Hello, fellow children. There's a whole subreddit for, like, brands trying to be like, hello, fellow children.
That's actually us
and,
right
like,
now.
Teachers, when they post, like, learning signs, but there's a meme in it from, like, 2010.
That's actually going to be me as a teacher.
Oh, that's actually my mom. Every day, I come downstairs. No, but every day, I'm like, hi. And she's like, I saw this meme. And I'm like,
I
saw this meme on Facebook.
Love that.
And then it's never, she'll always show me, and it's never actually a meme. It's just, like, a regular picture.
No.
So she just calls all pictures meme, and she's like.
Oh, my goodness. My mom actually just made Instagram this weekend.
She did?
She made an Instagram. I am not kidding.
Oh, my queen.
She made an Instagram, and I went, Mom, are you on Instagram? She's like, yeah, now I can see what you're doing. I'm like, I don't have nothing to hide, Mom.
Are you sure about that?
Okay, everyone follow my Instagram. It's, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not self-promoting like that.
Don't do that.
That's terrible. But she made an Instagram, and I'm like, Mom, what are you going to post? She's already posted a picture of homemade bread. It's like the most, she's like the biggest
that
fob.
Is so wholesome.
She's
I love
so,
it so
she's so
much.
Like immigrant that way.
Yeah, no, if my grandparents knew how to use a phone,
that's yeah.
She would just be posting her cooking.
For real. Like I think that's what she's gonna be
shout
doing.
Shout out to my yaya.
We love yayas. Yayas only. So what do we have up next, Steph?
You know when you read something and you meant to say something, but then you say what you read?
No.
Anyway, okay. we're going to be playing the song Everything is Embarrassing by Sky Ferreira. Everything is indeed embarrassing.
You know what?
That's like when you think about that one thing you said in grade 5, that was embarrassing.
Don't even start.
And you're
start.
Like, everything is always embarrassing.
Don't even start.
I'm just trying to be relatable. Okay.
Enough.
So Sky Ferreira... she got discovered by posting videos on MySpace.
MySpace.
As everybody did.
Yes.
Pre-2010.
Who else was discovered on MySpace?
I want to say Paramore, but I could
be wrong.
Okay, no.
I think that's absolutely correct.
Is that? I know they posted
was she not,
like, all
seen,
their stuff on.
Like, so
oh,
into
so
the
seen.
Scene.
Still.
Were you seen at all?
I wanted to be.
I wanted to be seen as
I
well.
Wasn't?
I showed my mom the hair, and she went over my dead body.
Oh, I would,
I had the
like,
side bang, though.
I would go on, like, apps that would let you, like, edit your face onto somebody else's. And I remember this one picture of Hayley Williams where her hair was red and she had, like, the bangs going across her face.
That's
like,
so
in
ugly.
In the Twilight music video.
Oh,
and I put
God.
My face in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I really wanted to be emo.
That's so terrible.
But I was not. I really wanted to be seen. I was like, where's my fringe? I
oh,
did
God.
Have a fringe, actually.
I had a terrible side bang.
Yeah, no, me too.
And I wore, like, skinny jeans and, like, the high-top Converse. That was the farthest
oh,
I ever
yeah.
went, though. I never listened to, like, Fall Out Boy or anything like that.
See, I didn't either, but now I do.
Yeah, it shows.
Love Panic! At the Disco
some of
now.
Y'all didn't listen to Fall Out Boy when you were young, and it shows.
I'm going through that phase now.
That's disgusting.
Love Brandon Urie so good.
Okay. Is he not? He's not in Fall Out Boy.
No, he's in Panic at the Disco.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay. I was going to say.
Panic. Exclamation Panic. Panic at the Disco.
At the Disco.
Anyway, Sky Ferreira. just a fun fact. Do you hear that whistling?
Yeah, it's the trucks that are outside.
Oh, man.
Okay. That's Waterloo for you.
I'll have to close that window. Yeah, there's cars. So weird. Can't believe there's cars here.
So, don't they know what we're doing here?
Yeah, honestly.
Don't they understand this is important?
Hey, guys. Okay. fun fact. Her grandmother, who mostly raised her, don't know why, that's just what Wikipedia said, was Michael Jackson's personal hairstylist for over 30 years. Yeah.
So, what?
I know.
That set me back in my chair.
Isn't that a fun fact?
That's weird.
If I say it's a fun fact, it's going to be a fun fact.
Everybody take note. Every time Stephanie says fun fact, it better be fun.
It will be
it
fun.
It better be fun.
Otherwise, you can dox me. so, yeah, Sky Ferreira really knew him really well, and they would have holidays together and dinners. And
what?
I know. She didn't know who he was, though, until she was 13.
First of all, that's so lucky. First of all.
I know.
What?
I know.
That actually makes me want to die a little bit. I wish.
She didn't know who he was, and she, like, always wanted to pursue, like, singing, and he would encourage her. And she didn't know who he was. Like, imagine being Michael Jackson, being like, you have, like, talent, you should pursue this. And she didn't even know who. She just thought he was a family friend.
And that actually hurts my feelings almost. I actually, in grade 6, wore a Michael Jackson band shirt almost every day.
Okay.
I learned how to moonwalk. That was my emo, like, I guess.
I learned how to moonwalk in hip-hop class.
You took hip-hop class.
Oh, I took so much hip-hop
class. Jeez. It shows.
Yeah.
If you guys could see the pants that Stephanie is wearing in the studio now.
Oh, yeah. One of my costumes was literally so similar to this, but they were, like, shiny silver.
Oh, disgusting. Yeah. You know what's a look, I guess.
Also, I just want to mention, when I thought I was going through my scene phase, I was actually wearing, like, Los Angeles Girl, like, scene shirts that had, like, a tie print on it. But, like, it wasn't a real tie. It was
talking about the tie that was just
image
screened
of a tie?
On?
Yeah.
Ew.
And there would be just, like, little, like...
Guys, this is the last episode we're ever doing together. I have to find another co-host. I can't be beside you anymore, Steph.
Sorry. anyway, music.
That's an insane story, though. She knew him
sorry.
For his whole life.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my shirt.
No, okay. It's not that important.
We're moving on.
It's not that important.
Yeah. And about the song specifically, Pitchfork... I feel so bad saying anything about Pitchfork because, honestly, sorry, garbage. But Pitchfork placed the song at number 14 on its list of the 200 best tracks of 2010 to 2014. So I have that on there. Some people are going to find that credible information. I personally don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know how I feel about Pitchfork.
Pitchfork? I'm not
going to... Get your pitchforks. Am I right?
I'm not going to come for anybody's wigs.
Okay.
Or anybody's scalps right now. However, I don't want to say that Bad Baby doesn't have talent.
I do.
Okay. this is a feminist female show.
No, yeah, you're
right. She's a woman, a hip-hop artist. I'm not going to dock her. I don't listen to her music. I don't know if she's good or not.
I've definitely heard worse music.
I've seen her on Dr. Phil, and that's all I know about her. You never know. Whatever. I'm not going to dock her any
bad
points.
Barbie.
Me too.
Is it not?
No, it's Bad Baby with like BH.
That's strange.
I don't know.
But you do. You know,
I'm not going to judge.
Artistic,
however,
you know?
She got a better rating. Pitchfork rated her higher than Greta Van Fleet.
They rated her higher than so many people. They rated her higher than one of the 1975 albums as well.
That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That is... Okay, Pitchfork, if you're listening...
We are coming for the
We're coming for you. We're coming for your scalps and your wigs.
We're coming with pitchforks. Okay. I'm sorry. We're not here threatening.
That kind of just reminds me of Shrek.
Yeah.
With pitchforks.
Oh, wow.
Ew.
Yeah,
I hate
absolutely.
That.
And one more fun fact before we get into
Please.
The song.
Oh, hold on. Everyone, get ready. It's going to be super fun.
It's going to be
super
fun.
Put your seatbelts
you
on.
Buckle up. Baby.
Bad baby.
Okay, yeah, I'm the funny one, so we just take a seat.
Sorry, I guess all the jokes have to be reserved for Stephanie DeLorme.
Did you just dox me? No, yeah. That's,
yeah.
Okay, anyway. Blood Orange co-produced this song and played the keys on it.
Blood Orange.
Yeah.
Good band.
Good band.
Good band.
They have a very similar song. Wow. They have a very similar sound to her as well. But
you tweaking right now?
I'm
tweaking a little bit.
My mom gave me cookies. And now I'm just...
Yeah, Stephanie's mom, if she ever listens to this, hi. Thank you for bringing us cookies. She brought us cookies today.
I brought cookies. She
you
made
brought
them.
She made them.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Okay.
We love women. We love powerful women.
Yes.
And speaking of powerful women, I'm going to play some
Sky Ferreira.
Sky Ferreira.
Everything is embarrassing.
Let's do it.
So good.
That was good. That was fun.
It sounds like it's from the 80s, eh?
It does.
It's 80s synth pop.
It is 80s synth pop.
And it does appear on an 80s Today compilation, so.
That's an interesting idea. I like that.
Can I just make music compilations for a career?
You know what?
It's called a playlist, but you get paid.
Well, who makes a playlist for Spotify? There has to be a job.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, somebody has to be doing that.
Do you think my communications degree will get me that with my psych minor?
Your communications degree can get you anything.
Communication may just be like, hi.
What up?
What up?
Yeah, that was funky. That was funky fresh.
Funky fresh.
Funky fresh.
Heck yeah.
Next up, we have this band from the 90s called Mazzy Star.
Are they a band? I thought it was just one girl.
No.
Okay, I don't know things.
They're a band.
All right.
It's honestly, when I was reading about them online, they're more so described as a duo. Lead singer and the guitarist are kind of like the people that do the most of it, you know what I mean? But yeah, psychedelia came back in the 90s with Mazzy Star. This band embodies the darker side of psychedelia, such as The Doors and The Velvet Underground. They really have a true 90s sound, but what makes them unique is the mix of the psychedelic genre, because you wouldn't really think about that when you think about 90s music, right? Psychedelic genre.
No, more right? 80s.
That's what I'm saying. Frontwoman Hope Sandoval, who's beautiful, by the way.
Okay, I really just thought this was one girl named Mazzy Star.
No, man.
Oh, okay.
You gotta look below surface value sometimes.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
I'm actually gonna name my kid Mazzy Star now that you said that.
I'm gonna name my kid Surface Value.
Ew.
So when like somebody's like looking for something, I can be like, look under surface value.
Under
surface value.
This is not happening. But yeah, frontwoman Hope Sandoval brings haunting and beautiful vocals, and guitarist David Roback really adds that extra something to every single track. They were formed in Santa Monica, California, and they released their major album, So Tonight That I Might See, in 1993, and received major success with their single, Fade Into You, which is what we're playing today. I've noticed that's in a lot of first kiss scenes in movies. No, for real.
Okay.
Like, I'm not even kidding. Some romantic comedies that I've seen, or even, have you seen The To-Do List?
No.
Aubrey Plaza?
No.
Audrey Plaza? Aubrey?
Aubrey.
Aubrey, yes.
I think.
When she has her first kiss with one of the dudes in the movie, this song is playing. A lot of movies have this song during romantic scenes.
Can the people outside
Oh my goodness.
Be quiet?
I really, they definitely hear that. Do you want to close the window? Yeah, yeah.
No, I'll close it after.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, the song is beautiful. Love it a lot. And I also recommend highly that everybody listen to their entire album, because it really does go off. So we're going to start playing Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. Hope you guys like it.
Everyone to know that we held hands that entire time.
We didn't.
It was really romantic.
Don't false advertise.
Okay, I'm trying to set a mood.
Are you?
Yes. Before we keep going, just want to give a quick shout out to...
Sorry.
Just mute me.
Sorry, I really didn't mean
You're
to.
You're really coming for my brand.
I don't hear myself right now. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear me. I hear you.
Hello.
Are you going to let me give my shout out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Quick shout out to Noah McGuire. He's a potato farmer from PEI.
A potato farmer.
He's not actually a potato farmer.
I was going to say, you don't hear many of those.
But pretty much.
Well, what up, Noah?
He does love potatoes.
Who doesn't?
As he is from PEI.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Shout out to a man. We're not allowed to talk about men on the show. Sorry.
It's not like we've had a guest who's a man.
Nah. He's an honorary.
He doesn't count. He's literally in like our girls group chat.
We love him. Evan, if you're listening, we love you.
We stan. Okay.
We stan Evan Linsaris.
More in an Elingo. Okay. Anyway. Next up, we're going to be playing a cover, because we've wanted to get a cover on, but we haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play one.
Yes.
It's a cover of Walk on the Wild Side, originally by Lou Reed.
Lou. What up, Lou? Sorry.
I wish people could see how intensely I just...
I'm so tired. I'm so
Me
sorry.
Too. I'm honestly kind of delirious
I had
right
a 15%
now.
Test this morning at 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
I'm exhausted.
15% is nothing.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It matters.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, Stephanie, I care about my academics.
I I didn't say otherwise.
I'm coming for you. I'm coming for your wig. Okay. Scalped.
You're going to start a rumor that I wear a wig. Oh, don't talk about scalping. That's so gross.
That's another internet slang lingo.
Is it really?
Yeah, like scalp, like when something like sweeps you off your feet and
no,
like
that's not either what a negative. Is.
No, I know what. No, I know what it is. Dude.
Okay.
I've been in a history class before.
You have.
I'm saying we're tweaking in the studio right now. I think it's the heat from having.
Yeah, maybe. It's really hot in here.
It's so hot in here. You know what? Two beautiful women in the studio. Obviously, it's going to be
hot
in here.
It's going to be hello. Steamy. Can I talk about my song?
Please. Okay. Shut me up.
So it's a cover by Vanessa Paradis. I think that's how you...
Let me put my French on. Okay. Vanessa Paradis.
Thank you.
I'm a French major, for those who don't know.
Okay.
I own the language.
She does.
She was married to Johnny Depp, right?
She was.
Not well, yeah, not anymore.
Not
they have their kids together
but,
though, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the daughter's name?
Lily Rose.
She's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
Damn it.
Anyway, music. yeah, you can be really beautiful when you have money. That's great. So Walk on the Wild Side is one of my favorite songs ever that has existed. So for a cover to be appreciated by me, must be good.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, one of the greatest songs of all time. Like I said, originally by Lou Reed, it was written about the Warhol Superstars. I just put quotes around that because that's what they were, like, the group was called. They were, like, a clique in New York in the early 1970s.
Imagine, sorry to interrupt, imagine being in New York in the early 1970s.
Imagine being Warhol Superstars.
That kind of sounds
insane. It was
insane.
Andy Warhol's, like, production. Like, he produced all these people.
That's wild.
And he just wanted to make these people famous. So
what
he'd
the
put them
heck?
In little... films and produce their music.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot
man.
Of people don't know that Andy Warhol did that also. People don't
I
know
didn't.
He was like more than just like a pop artist. But yeah.
I thought that he was an artist.
And
that
he
was
produced
it.
Like he produced one of the Velvet Underground's albums.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's called Andy Warhol.
Yeah, the Banana
yeah,
album,
yeah.
right?
The Banana album.
Mm-hmm.
So personalities named in this include Holly Woodlawn, who was a transgendered actress, and Candy Darling, an actress and transsexual icon. All pals of Lou Reed.
Pals.
And pals, all buddies. In this cover, like I said, by French musician Rosalie?
Vanessa Paradis.
Who had her first successful single at age 14.
Me too. That's
yeah.
not, yeah.
That's when I was opening for
Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You know what? We're pretty famous. Like, that's not really impressive.
No, yeah.
Sorry, Vanessa.
I know, I'm sorry.
Man, I wish. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Having a
I can imagine.
I can
it
imagine.
Makes me sad.
Would
but
be
I
nice.
Can.
Listen, if any higher ups are listening to this radio show,
we're really talented.
We're very talented. Do your sisters a favor. So here it is, "Walk on the Wild Side," covered by Vanessa Paradis.
Hello. It was
Funky Fresh again.
It was always Funky Fresh.
Yet again, Funky Fresh.
Just the funkiest of beats.
I've actually never heard her sing before.
That's the only song I know from her.
No, yeah, I know that she was married to Johnny Depp for a mm-hmm. while and like stuff like that, but I never really listened to her sing. She's good. We're gonna continue with our female French artists here, and we're gonna be playing this next song called "Le Temps de l'Amour" by François Hardy. She, oh my gosh, how can I explain her? She, to me, is like a very iconic. Have you ever seen her? Like a picture of her?
I don't think so.
You have, because she was a huge French model in the 60s,
okay.
just like Brigitte Bardot.
Okay.
She was kind of the same, not the same vibe, but she was in the same kind of era. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, she is a pop and fashion icon from France that emerged in the early 1960s. She's one of the earliest and most iconic French participants in the Yéyé movement.
Yéyé?
Yéyé! Which is a style of pop music that initially emerged from Italy, Spain, Switzerland, and Portugal before reaching France. Hardy is one of the only female vocalists who would write and perform her own material in the genre. And outside of the music, she also established herself as a fashion model. Duh, if you look her up, she's gorgeous.
Okay, I just looked her up, and when she was a teenager, she looked a little bit like Mick Jagger.
What?
Which is like
you
a great
what?
Thing.
I kind of see that.
No, wait, look at this picture. She really looks like Mick Jagger.
the bone structure.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? That's gorgeous.
And Mick Jagger, lips and the nose?
Mick Jagger's a beautiful man.
Wow. He's a beautiful man. So, like,
imagine if they had
the same
a baby.
Nose and lips and everything.
Imagine they had a baby.
It would look the same.
But yeah, she released her first record at 17.
Me too.
Called Oh Oh Chérie. And she released her own composition, Tous les garçons et les filles, which sold over 2 million copies in 1963. Her reputation spread, and soon enough she was hanging out with artists like the Beatles, Mick Jagger, and Bob Dylan. I personally first heard this song in a Wes Anderson movie called Moonrise Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
I have.
You know the scene where they're dancing on the beach?
Yes.
That's the song. So, so good.
Oh, there's pictures of them together.
That must be insane.
They look...
Let me see.
So alike.
They kind of look like Sip. She's prettier, obviously. Well,
she's also female.
She's also French.
That's true.
French women are beautiful. All women are beautiful. What am I saying?
Yeah, come on.
Hello. But yeah, this song plays in Moonrise Kingdom when the two protagonists in the film run away from home and dance on the beach together. All of her songs have similar sounds, which is so true to the yeah-yeah genre of the 60s. And it really makes you feel like you're dancing on a beach yourself. So I think we should definitely give this a listen.
Let's do it.
So here it is, Le Temps de l'Amour by Françoise Hardy. Good.
She's beautiful.
She
doesn't that sound like it would be in like an Austin Powers scene.
You know what?
But like a classier version where she's like creeping through the hallway.
Creeping?
That was the one choice of word.
A little bit. No, I love this song. And all of her songs kind of sound that way. So if you look up her discography and you listen to her older stuff, she does have newer stuff.
I just want to sway.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be driving in a what's it called?
I don't know.
A Thunderbird, like a T-Bird,
yeah.
Like one of those cars.
Yeah. With like your scarf.
With
flowing.
A silk scarf around my head and some sunglasses, you know, laughing in slow motion beside Elvis or something.
Yeah, the air quality around here would do us really well.
For sure.
Let's just drive through the highway in Toronto.
Oh my goodness.
Just get all that dirt in our faces, make our pores break out.
Dude, when I move to France next year for exchange, this is all I'm listening to.
Okay.
If you don't see me listening to this song only on Spotify, Find My Friends, I'm arrested.
Find My Friends?
Is that one that... The
no, Find My Friends is the thing on the iPhone when you can stalk your friends.
Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Spotify friend thing.
Friend activity.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I like to get my facts right.
Next up, we have another amazing female band, Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love them?
Mm-hmm.
You can't not.
That's true.
Sisters also.
It's illegal.
You're not allowed to not like Heart.
Illegal.
This song is insane. This is the kind of song that I would just light an incense in an incest.
Oh my God.
Did you see the tweet that someone misspelled incense to incest? That killed me. But yeah, I love lighting an incense. I can't say it properly anymore.
We get it. You're
lighting
quirky.
One.
It's okay.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I
love lighting one, listening to this, just like dancing around.
Yeah.
It's a very good dancey song. Ooh. We're going to be playing Magic Man by Heart.
Let's do it.
So sisters Anne and Nancy Wilson are the geniuses behind this rock group that found success in the mid-70s with radio hits like Crazy on You, Magic Man, and Barracuda.
That's the most popular one for sure.
I would have to say, and Crazy on You.
Yeah.
Actually,
Barracuda, I think, is the most, like, you hear it, and you're like, I know that.
You're like, dun 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 dun. Yeah, for real.
That's what I'm like.
Something I didn't know, they also found success in the mid-80s. You know the song Alone? Like the, how do I get you? That's them, dude.
I didn't know that.
Like, what? And the What About Love? Also them.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I had no idea.
They're popping.
For real, they kept it going.
Yeah.
The sisters grew up in Southern California and Taiwan before their family settled in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Heart was actually based in Vancouver, BC. Canadian, holla.
Yeah. Hope they enjoy their closet.
Oh, my goodness. It's so expensive to live there, eh?
In a small...
But it's beautiful.
Yeah, I've never been.
Yeah, me neither.
But I should.
I've seen pictures.
But I don't have money. Hey, if someone wants to sponsor me, send me
PayPal.
To BC.
PayPal, let's go to BC.
You can,
someone help us
Venmo
out.
Venmo me. I don't have, that's American.
Bring from Venus to BC. We're going to start a GoFundMe page.
Link to my GoFundMe in the description below.
But yeah, Heart was formed in 1963, and this band kind of had a Fleetwood Mac dynamic because Ann Wilson became romantically involved with guitarist Mike Fisher, and Nancy Wilson became involved with guitarist...
You don't have the names correct.
Damn it. Hold on.
Apparently both brothers' names are Mike
like
Fisher.
Was,
that is not correct.
I think it was Rick Fisher.
There's two Fishers.
There's two Fishers. They're brothers. Now I really need to know. Hello? Okay. We're figuring this out. I read it on here. Hold on. Am I blind?
Maybe.
Where is it?
I don't know.
I see it. Roger Fisher.
Roger Fisher.
So
there
Roger,
you go.
Roger and Mike were both brother guitarists mm-hmm. in the band, and both the sisters dated both the brothers.
Okay.
Isn't that insane?
Nice.
So crazy. But yeah, it's Heart's a phenomenal band. I absolutely adore them. And we're going to be playing Magic Man for you, which
Beautiful.
Is a really funky song. Hope you guys like it. Here it is, Magic Man by Heart. Wow.
Nice.
They really did that.
They did that.
They
didn't have to go that hard, but
they really
did.
Didn't have to do it, but they
no.
did.
No.
Heart.
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 Heart. My yep. microphone is not staying.
You have to hold it with your hand.
Where do...
No.
Where's the...
The thingy?
Oh, my God.
Maybe not the best thing to do on air.
Well, I don't really... It's just... It doesn't want me. Okay, I'll just crouch, I guess. I guess I'll just slouch under the mic because it's not...
It picks you up, I
How's
hear it.
How's this? Is this better?
It's a good pose.
Okay. It's the only way I'll be speaking into the mic.
Definitely not good for your back.
That's okay. I'll do some yoga later. Oh, man, now I can't read my notes. All right.
Next up, we have Ryan's favorite.
I want to dedicate this song to Ryan Norley.
Who's that?
This is my friend. This is my boyfriend, Ryan Norley. He loves Grimes.
Yes.
He's fighting me about some information right now that he's wrong about.
You know what?
He's saying he thought we were talking about Mike Fisher, the hockey player.
Okay, Mike Fisher, the hockey player, was not alive.
This is a different
when
Mike
Heart
Fisher
was in
Ryan.
Its heyday right here.
I don't know why this is...
You know what?
Mike,
tell
there's
Ryan,
people with
if
the
you're
same
listening,
name. Mike is a very common name.
Ryan, if you're listening, this is why we have a radio show, and you're listening to it.
See if he's listening, because we're roasting him.
Roasted.
Boom, roasted. So yeah, Grimes. Born and raised in Canada.
A good old Canadian gal.
On the native land.
Should we sing the whole, should we play just the national anthem?
Oh.
That's all we're going to be playing.
No.
Oh, God.
She also, for this album that this was on, won a Juno Award in 2012. The most prestigious award.
Wait, I have so many. Do you not have a Juno Award?
Oh, of course I have a Juno Award. Doesn't take much. I'm sorry.
Stephanie.
I didn't mean to just
Where's
roast
your Canadian
everyone.
Pride?
I love Canada so much.
Okay, fake.
No, I love Canada.
Fake.
I love Canada.
Fake.
They accepted my immigrant family.
Bye.
And my grandpa loves Canada more than anybody in the world.
He just deserves to be on the show. Get out of here.
Fun fact.
Call your grandpa to be on the next episode. We don't want you anymore.
What is Ryan? Ryan is sending me information about my fish.
Okay, we can't do this. So Grimes, gross. Born and raised in Canada, Juno Award in 2012. I first heard about Grimes when I saw her on Twitter dating Elon Musk. That was actually
That's
the first.
That's what I was going to say. Most people know her from dating
that's
Elon
when I,
Musk.
That's when I found out who she was.
You also added onto my notes here saying that she's also an alien. Don't forget that. And I understand.
I kind of feel like she is.
I feel like...
Her music is just so insane, and her music videos and pictures are just, like, scary.
I do feel like an alien a lot of the time, so I kind of relate to that. Like, I take a picture of myself, and I'm like, why do I look like this?
Are you a lizard person, Steph?
What?
You're a lizard person. You're part of the clan that killed Avril Lavigne. Don't.
This is ASMR now. This is lizard ASMR.
We're not doing ASMR on this show. I would die before
Sorry,
that
I just need to, Ryan is still not believing us about Mike Fisher.
Can you tell
him
to Google
it? I'm going to read this exact quote
from the Spotify page, Heart Spotify page.
Which is confirmed, by the way.
This is verified. Based in Vancouver, British Columbia, Heart was actually formed in 1963 by bassist Steve Fossen and brothers Roger Fisher.
Did you say bassist? Sorry, a fish? A fish actually there formed fish the band. Bassist.
Okay. So sorry. Bassist Steve Fossen and brothers Roger and Mike Fisher.
They're both the guitarists in Heart. Both of them.
So there. And became romantically involved with guitarist Mike Fisher.
Who, hold on, you have to mention, he retired from the band and then became their sound producer. Is that what it says on there? Sound engineer. So he wasn't always with them. But Ryan, you're wrong. We just needed to prove you on a global scale.
He doesn't understand by now that I'm always right. So
he actually invented rock and roll. Did you not know that stuff?
Yeah, no, I always
single-handedly
forget.
He invented all of it.
Anyway, back to Grimes. Enemy placed this song at number 16 on its list of 50 best tracks of 2012.
Really?
Do you think Enemy is more reputable than Pitchfork?
I think anything is more reputable than Pitchfork.
Okay, yeah, honestly.
I think The Onion is a better news source than The Pitchfork.
Oh, roasted.
That's an absolute roast. Pitchfork.
Got him.
Pitchfork, imagine if they wrote something about our small radio show and they just roasted us like that.
Honestly, that would be the dream.
I would be honored. Pitchfork, if you're listening. Shall we play Ryan's
Genesis
favorite?
Genesis by Grimes.
All right, here we are. Genesis by Grimes. Ryan, if you're listening, I hope you enjoy. Genesis by Grimes.
There she be.
That was a good one.
She's good.
She's good. I like her.
Enjoy our Canadian lady.
We always love Canadian women on this show.
Every single one of them. Unless they have killed people or something. Don't like criminals.
No.
Well, depends what it... Okay, I'm not condoning anything.
Don't
continue.
I'm
digging a hole here.
You're just digging yourself deeper.
That I don't want to have to climb out of.
Next up. How do you pronounce this girl's name?
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to find like a pronunciation.
It's not on Wikipedia.
No. So the song is I Follow Rivers by, I want to say, Leaky Lee?
Leaky Lee
rings, has a nicer ring, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that.
If her name isn't that, it should be changed.
Sorry.
If you're hearing this.
Please do not send us an angry email.
I actually first heard her off of Twilight.
She was on Twilight.
Not the first soundtrack? Twilight, the second New Moon.
Oh, I did not listen to
that song. The song Possibilities is when.
I don't know that one.
Okay, Bella is sitting. Okay, this is.
Is that when the camera's panning around her?
Yes,
and she's really sad.
She's sad.
And the seasons are changing?
It's her singing Possibilities. Yes.
I don't remember the song. I just remember that scene because I was like, this is so bad.
I actually had to close my eyes in the theater when I watched it because it made me dizzy.
Weak.
I am the weakest link because it kept going around in a circle. I didn't want to like spoil anything if anyone hasn't seen New Moon.
Okay, if anyone doesn't know this yet, then that's not really on us. It's been out for like how many years?
But yeah, it's right after Edward leaves her and she's sad and she's just sitting there.
It do be like that. Sometimes the vampire that used to climb into your room and watch you sleep leaves.
Honestly, I'm not even going to lie. Okay, were you team Edward or Jacob?
I had a shirt that's a Team Edward, but I had a cardboard cutout of Jacob. I was in grade 5.
Which were you?
I don't know. I don't like to make decisions.
You need to tell me now. Listen,
I honestly don't know.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
I think I was... Okay, here's the thing. I had a bias towards Edward because Robert Pattinson was in Harry Potter before.
Cedric Diggory.
Our only Hufflepuff representation.
That was kind of sad.
So I had a bias towards him.
So you liked him more is what you're saying.
I think so, yeah.
Honestly,
Remember when Jacob had a ponytail?
That was hot.
Okay.
Love it. Love a guy with a ponytail.
All right.
I had to say I was Team Jacob for sure.
Yeah?
I don't know what it was. I think it was just because
to be original.
He really wanted to give Bella life. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just liked it. I just liked him more. So, yeah, that's our story about Leaky Lee.
Leaky Lee.
Likey Lee.
Here she is. Hope you like it.
Hope you
How can you like Leah?
So here's her song, I Follow Rivers. There it was.
There she be.
I follow rivers.
You know what I follow?
What?
Not rivers, because I don't have those in Oregon. That's incorrect.
You have a river here. Stephanie, I need you to leave. You're making me tweak. You're making me tweak now.
I get
now.
Delusional when I'm with you for too long.
It's because we're good friends. It's our best friends.
Should we?
Hold hands? This is a PG show, Stephanie. Just because you love me.
Hey, Ryan.
Is it getting a little chill in here? Maybe you should grab your cardigan.
I made that joke first.
Well, I beat you to it.
You can't come for me. I'm the funny one.
Oh, so I'm stealing your brand by having humor? Am I supposed to be lifeless and dead?
I'm just saying I made the joke about the cardigan, which doesn't make any sense because we did not follow up with saying we're playing Love Fool.
Well, you know what?
We just had there something about a cardigan.
We're playing Love Fool by the Cardigans next.
Mm-hmm. Which Justin Bieber ripped off.
Okay, dude, I know. You know what's so crazy?
Sorry, should I say sampled? Are they credited? I don't know if they're credited. Dude.
I remember hearing, it was Love Me that he sampled. I remember my mom used to play Love Fool by the Cardigans all the time at home. And I remember when Justin Bieber's album came out, I heard him singing that, and I went, wait, he didn't.
I'm seeing if it's credited.
He didn't write that. Interpolates? Yes. What?
It was Hold credited. On.
I had no idea that the Cardigans were Swedish.
So was Leaky Lee.
Yes.
They have a Swedish and Canadian theme going on today.
Swedes. We love them.
Look at that album art. Love Me. That is so much going on.
Oh, Justin.
Another Canadian. Honey, sweetie baby.
Another Canadian. We actually are thinking about doing a full ABBA.
Next week.
Episode. Next full week.
ABBA.
Like all ABBA.
We're going to come in wearing our platform boots, even though no one can see us.
And some flare
pants.
But
it's for ourselves.
You know what? I'm actually down. You'll see it in the story. The Radio Laurie story. You'll see us. We'll be stunting. And it'll just be ABBA for the entire hour and a half.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
They're worth it.
Absolutely.
You know? They have enough to cover an hour and a half.
Oh.
Enough hits.
So,
but, like, enough hits. Like, not even, like, the ones that, like,
we can talk about the movies, ones. Too. We can talk about Mamma Mia, because they're very women-central.
Mamma Mia.
Centralized.
No,
Mamma Mia,
for sure.
Am I right?
Anything with Meryl Streep, you got me. But yeah, next up we have Love Fool by the Cardigans.
And that's going to be our last track for the day as well.
Last track for the day. Thank you so much for tuning in.
We'll see you next week for our ABBA episode.
ABBA episode. Thank you for listening. This has been From Venus.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
See you later.
Folks.